present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us on a visit to Guildford in the fine county of Surrey. For centuries, Guildford was just an ordinary small town, but the area boomed during the Industrial Revolution, becoming a magnet for the emerging middle classes who were becoming wealthy beyond their dreams. However, the people of Surrey were appalled that workers, including children, toiled 14 hours a day or more in factories belching out smoke and toxic pollution. So, what a stroke of luck when it turned out that all that was up north somewhere. In 1890, the famous chef and culinary writer Auguste Escoffier lived here after taking over at London's Savoy Hotel. It was Escoffier who promoted French methods of preparing desserts such as strawberries, which he said you should dust with icing sugar and pile cream on top. I've tried that myself and I can tell you that pile cream does not taste nice. Even with strawberries. Until 1953, Guildford was visited annually by Billy Harrison's circus. Sadly, as he watched his circus arrive in convoy, Harrison fell and was run over by a red lorry, then a yellow lorry, then a red lorry, and then a yellow lorry. There was no easy way to tell his family. The Formula One racing driver and 1976 world champion James Hunt was born in the Surrey village of Belmont. A renowned bon viveur, Hunt was stopped for suspected drink driving on the A3 after celebrating a race win. Required to supply accident anywhere else in Britain. And this accounts for the area's severely depleted wild bird population. Statisticians have actually calculated that if you put all the cats in Surrey into Wembley Stadium, that would solve it. It was in early 2017 that, due to Spanish crop failures, Guildford was at the centre of the courgette shortage. With supermarket produce shelves bare, shoppers were given a recipe for a substitute courgette. They were advised to marinate strips of green and white cardboard in tepid water before serving, drizzled with more tepid water. This came with a warning to courgette lovers that the intensity of flavour may be a bit overwhelming. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Joe Brand. On my right, Timbrook Taylor and Andy Hamilton. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with a game called Who Do You Think They Are? In this round, I'd like you teams to introduce some of history's less well-known but no less remarkable figures. Barry, you can start.
The fascist politician who invented a breakfast cereal, Sir Oswald Muesli.
Tim.
The Egyptian ruler and motoring fanatic who had a motor horn on his pyramid instead of a doorbell, King Tutankhamun.
Joe.
Mystic author, composer, and lover of jewellery, Hildegard of Bingen.
Andy.
The stylish French footballer who used to insist on being carried around the pitch on a chair, Zinedine Zidane. Charles de Gaulle!
In his own words, I liked watching a spider going up the wall, higher, higher, and I fought the Battle of Bannockburn. Good game, good game. Robert the Brucey.
The Prussian statesman and stranger to toilet paper, Otto von Skidmark.
All right, time for a musical round now, as I invite the teams to play one song to the tune of another.
Musical accompaniment is provided by Colin Sell. Incidentally, listeners may be interested to learn that Colin once worked with Tupac and Biggie Smalls. Sadly, his Tupac of Biggie Smalls proved to be a flop for the M&S Gentleman's Underwear range. Okay, so we'll start with you, Barry.
Oh.
I'd like you to sing the words of Do That To Me One More Time by Captain and Tennille to the tune of the theme from The Archers.
Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough. With a man like you, do that to me no one more time. I can never get enough of a man like you. Oh, kiss me like you just did. Oh, baby, do that to me once again.
Okay, you now, Joe, and I'd like you to sing the words of I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry to the tune of Old Man River.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her started too high, sorry. I'm going to hysterectomize myself if I carry on.
Don't worry, Joe.
Sorry.
It was Colin's fault. He got here in Guildford way too early because he wanted to check out the Sue Ryder shops, and that's and now he's all tired and making mistakes. Let's try it again. Thank you, Colin.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl just to try it. I hope my boyfriend don't mind it. It felt so wrong, but it felt so right. Don't mean I'm in love tonight. I kissed a girl and I liked it.
Oh. So to do it, thank you, Joe. So, Tim, now, I'd like you to sing the words of Milkshake by Khalees to the tune of We'll Gather Lilacs.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I can teach you, but I have to charge. I know you want it, the thing that makes me what the guys go crazy for. They lose their minds the way I whine. I think it's time. La 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 la.
Tim Brooks there. Very, very brave of you to attempt those high notes, Tim, what with your irritable bowel syndrome. It's really...
It is now.
Andy, I'd like you now to sing the words of Hurt by Johnny Cash to the tune of Singing in the Rain.
Right. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become, my sweetest friend? Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt.
Ha, The next game is called Word for Word, and it's all about making connections with words. And one connection you might not know is that IKEA name all their products after actual Swedish geographical features. Bear this in mind the next time you're outside Stockholm taking a dip in Lake Shoddy Crab. In this game, each team should attempt to exchange unrelated words as clearly as possible, while the opposing team tries to spot the connection. If you're not careful or speaking too fast, it's easy to muddle the start of succeeding names or words, as famously happened to the Reverend Spooner, inventor of the Spoonerism. It's just as well Brangelina didn't choose him to preside over the baptism of Shiloh Pitt. Okay. Okay, Tim and Andy, you can start exchanging your words, while Barry and Joe, you should challenge to take over play if you think you've spotted a connection. So off you go, please, Tim and Andy.
Basket.
Aubergine.
Barrier.
Dipstick.
Turnip.
Hoopla.
Chips.
Rugby.
Cauliflower.
Was that rugby and cauliflower? Well, a lot of people that play rugby get a cauliflower ear because
True.
They get grabbed
True.
In the scrum so often.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. Thank Very you. Good. Well done, Joe. We're in danger of turning this into a proper game.
Sorry.
So it's over to Joe and Barry.
Abacus.
Prolapse.
Andy is.
Well, using my medical background. Of course, there is such a thing as the abacus prolapse. It's very common among accountants. Don't look at me like I made it up, Jack.
Is this suffered by accountants, is it?
Yeah.
Is it a painful condition?
Yeah.
Good.
Hopefully.
So, correct challenge, Andy and Tim.
Pumpkin.
Left.
Cow.
Tom.
Hump.
Ridiculous.
Joe's coming with a joke.
Joe again.
I humped someone called Tom last week.
So, a successful challenge anyway. Back to Barry and Joe.
Oh, right. What?
Tim.
Hesitation.
Oh, shut up. Correlation.
Guerrilla.
Emission.
Cave.
Doggy.
Pancake.
Floral.
Icicles.
Geriatric.
Woman.
Thank heavens. I mean, Andy has challenged.
Well, some women are geriatric.
Yes. Women geriatric is... Yes. That's true.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Ergo.
Okay.
All right,
you got it. Yeah. It's just a game. We're having some fun, Andy. Just calm down, all right? Calm down. Andy and Tim.
Ambulance.
Marsupial.
Joe.
I've seen a marsupial in an ambulance before.
So have I. Have you?
When?
Yes.
When I was in Australia.
What was wrong with the marsupial?
Got run over by me. And then... I called an ambulance and they put it in.
I was going to say, how kangaroo. I mean, how kind of you. I'm glad I didn't now. Okay, well, this next round is a variation on the popular parlour game Linking Cities, where one player names a city and the next player must name a city beginning with the last letter of the city just named. So if the first player were to say Nottingham, the second player would say, for instance, Manchester, and so on. So in our version, we're going to be naming months of the year. Okay, Tim, you're... Tim, you're to start. Can you name your month, please?
April.
So, Barry, a month starting with L, please. Your time starts now.
L.
Time's up, and you're out, Barry. Play passes to you, Joe. Can you please name your month?
August.
So, Andy, a month beginning with T, and your time starts now.
T. It's not as easy as think this.
Time's up. You're out, Andy. And play returns to Tim.
October.
Joe, month beginning with R, and your time starts now.
Oh, a month beginning with R. There's no such...
Joe, you're out, and that means, Tim, you are the winner, so... You get to start the next round, which is Days of the Week. So, linking Days of the Week. Tim?
Wednesday... No, Friday.
Okay. Barry, a day of the week, please, beginning with Y, and your time starts now.
Beginning with Y. Jack, I think this game has a fatal flaw in it.
Sorry, Barry, you're out.
No, I'm not having it.
It's probably just because you're grumpy. Joe, start again with your day of the week.
Barry's right, there's no day starting with
right.
Y.
It doesn't work.
Well, look, just because you're not very good at the game.
No, all right. Okay, Jack, I challenge you to name a day of the week starting with Y.
Yeah, go on.
Go on, start with Y.
And your time starts now.
Yesterday.
Oh, there you go.
Right, this next round is all about the world of medicine. And Tim and Andy, you're suffering from an unusual medical condition and have just been called for your appointment with Doctors Joe and Barry, and you must outline your symptoms to them, and they'll be awarded points based on how accurately they're able to diagnose your condition. Now, the identity of your complaint is now going to be displayed to our theatre audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Come and sit.
No. Oh, all right, then.
You'd rather sit, would you?
To be honest, I'm not comfortable sitting like this. I think I'm going to get up, stand up, turn around three times and then sit down.
Isn't that how you divorce someone?
What are you saying that for?
Yeah, we don't know you.
We don't know you. We don't know you.
Get away from us. We don't know you.
We don't know you.
We don't know you. Oh, you got a biscuit.
Oh.
Anger in your voices there, and after you turned round three times.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a pretty girl out there.
Hey. Oh, yeah, I'm not really bothered about that stuff now.
Why?
Why is that?
Not since, you know, oh, really? Thing.
Would you be more specific?
I don't want to talk about it, if what happened to me.
Have you been chemically castrated?
I'm sorry, I got distracted by my genitals there.
In the lick of time. Sorry, nick of time.
Uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, bad news?
You don't have a plastic bag on you, do you?
Do you want little black plastic bags?
Yeah, they are.
Sounds like you're getting close, Joe, to a guest, you think?
Well, yeah. Well, do you want
to... I know what it is, but I'm going to hand it over to Joe.
Is it obviously to do with dog poo in bags, isn't it? But
it's about so much more than that, though, Joe. Is it hot in here, or is it me?
Is it? Are you menopausal dogs with diarrhoea?
They think they're dogs. That's
oh, right, oh, OK.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. OK, your turn now to be patients, Barry and Joe, and you've just been summoned into the surgery of Doctors Tim and Andy, and the identity of your mystery medical condition will now be displayed to the audience via the laser display board. While here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Barry and Joe think they're sound engineers on the latest BBC costume drama. They think they're sound engineers on the latest BBC costume drama.
So, off you go, please, Barry and Joe.
Well, hello there. Now, do come in.
Are you a private patient?
What? It's obvious what's wrong with it.
No, we're not.
Don't go on about it. I mean, that's possible.
Have you both had strokes?
Very long time.
We've
very
had a more common
it's not really our fault.
I mean, you're supposed to be the expert. I mean, you don't seem to have any idea what I'd
say. As far as I can tell, Barry is just behaving normally, so...
Demelza.
Yeah, what's... What's all this...
It's
the speaking.
You're in a BBC drama, aren't you? Yeah. Very good.
You correctly got it. In fact, specifically, they're sound engineers on the latest BBC costume drama. I wasn't going to hold you to the actual answer because some of us have plans for Christmas. For this round, teams, I've combed the BBC sound archive to bring you the sounds of some of our less well-known or seldom-heard sports and pastimes. And the team's task is simply to accurately identify precisely what it is that they're listening to, OK? So you're to go first, Andy, I think. Can you tell me, please, what sport or pastime is taking place in this clip?
Bob the Builder! Can we fix it? Bob the Builder!
That's got to be bobsleighing.
It is bobsleighing. Very good. OK, you now, Tim.
That's a cricket. Oh, it's French cricket.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Joe, can you identify this sound?
Right, x squared minus 5x minus 24 over x squared minus 5x minus 24.
Yeah, 10,000 over x plus 100.
Deep breathing, yeah. Barry, see how you get on with this.
What did you say, dear? I'm 87, you know.
The Grand National.
Yeah, exactly. Back to you, Andy. Can you identify the sport being played here?
I'll whoop any man in the world, and I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
Hulk!
Pigeon play. Cassius Clay pigeon shooting.
Oh, that's it. All right. Tim, another one for you.
Is it pawn tennis?
Pawn tennis, yeah. Finally, Joe, can you tell me what's happening here?
Bollocks.
That's probably the British Olympic synchronised swearing team.
It was, absolutely. Well done. Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of bathroom songbook. Samantha tells us she's not been able to use her bathroom. She's had a problem with a blocked pipe. After several unsuccessful goes with Mr. Muscle, she got a local plumber friend round, and she says there's very little a quick squirt of Jay's fluid can't unblock. Right, so teams, I'd like you to suggest song titles likely to prove popular in the bathroom. Joe, can you start, please?
Nothing Compares to Poo.
Barry?
Flush Dance.
Tim?
Don't Sit Under the Lavatory by the Andrex Sisters.
Andy?
50 Ways to Leave Your Loofah.
Men of Harpic.
Can You Feel the Faucet?
I'll be your long-haired loofah from Loofahpool.
Stools flush in where angels fear to tread.
24 showers from Tulsa.
Shave all your misses for me. Personal experiences.
Sex and plugs and toilet roll.
Let it pee.
stuck in the whittle with you. Oh. How many times must we tell the audience never be funnier than the artist, right?
Yeah.
That's just like page one.
If you could have said that an hour and a half ago, it would have saved a lot of heartache and fatigue. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the deep heat of time is mistaken for the deodorant of destiny, and the ice bucket of fate is hastily applied to the scorched testicles of eternity... I notice it's the end of the show. So from the teams, Samantha and myself and our audience here in Guildford, it's goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Joe Brand, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Andy Hamilton have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.